Hello. Hi. So hello again. So a few words about my company and me. I'm a co-founder of GeoSolutions. It was born in late 2006. At the beginning, it was mainly involved on geospatial services and data fusion services. Then we suddenly moved into open source projects. The first one was GeoServer, where I am actually an active developer. I also member of the PSC of GeoServer. And I started in 2006, basically. I personally created the WCS service the first time. And I'm actually involved mostly on the security stuff of GeoServer and the WPS process. Now I mostly work on GeoNode, open source project. I am part of the PSC. I am the chair of the PSC and also a project officer on OSGeo for the GeoNode project. So one GeoNode. Few words. Probably most of you knows already what GeoNode is. I'm just real quick try to explain what it is for and what can be used for. So GeoNode is a framework, a web framework, basically based on Django, as we have seen before, and it can be used for sharing. So you can use GeoNode to share your data with other people. It can use for collect data, as we have seen just before with the previous use case, but we have a lot of use case. And also you can use it for use your data. Since it is based on Django, which is a Python framework, it is really extensible. You can easily access the model. You can easily access the data sets through the REST API and the Python libraries he has, and create more additional products or processing out of your collected data. And we will see a few examples later on this presentation also. It is open source, of course. So GeoNode, it's a platform from the management and publication of geospatial data. It brings together mature open source software. Currently, it integrates very mature open source software like GeoServer, MapStore, PySSW, GeoNetwork, and so on. It aims to have an easy-to-use user interface. And one of the goals, the principal goals of GeoNode, is to allow non-GIS experts, non-developers, to publish their dataset, geospatial datasets, and share their datasets and maps with others. It is made for users, of course. It is made for administrators, as we have seen before. You can manage really granularly the authorization and authentication on over your resources. It is made for developers, which can easily create new plugins, new extension on GeoNode, and create more application on top of the web portal. It allows you to create metadata sets on top of your resources, mesh up together, mix together everything, and create nice data visualization and maps. It does, among the, let's say, principal features of GeoNode, there is a web interface that allows you to upload directly your geospatial datasets. Of course, behind the certain limits, you cannot upload gigabytes of rasters through the web interface. It has integrating styling, so you can style your datasets directly through the web interface, through the web portal. You can allow users of GeoNode to create styles directly through the portal without struggling with complex UI interfaces or shell script or something. You can even allow users to edit the data directly on GeoNode. they can create features, they can edit features, geometries, they can edit the attributes, values, they can filter data sets, and so on. As I said before, there is a very granular permission system that allows you to decide who has access to what. It allows you to download your data sets in different output formats automatically. It allows you to manage and divide your users into departments, groups, and security groups. So as an administrator, it has very nice and useful features. It allows you to add additional metadata on top of your resources in order to expose your layers through the catalog service. The overall architecture, as I said before, is basically a Django application composed by other sub-applications. The web clients are based on JavaScript. They use, again, open source projects for the GIS navigation like OpenLayers, Leaflet, and even Cesium, if you want. You can choose to use technologies, well-known technologies for the front-end like GeoX, the old one, or React for the new one. Under the hood, you can use GeoServer or QGIS Server, and databases like PostgreSQL with GIS extensions. Many GeoNodes. GeoNode itself cannot address all use cases, of course. So what if I want to customize my portal somehow? Avoid to reinvent the wheel. Avoid to fork and diverge for the original source code, because you will lose the updates, and you every time you will have to struggle by merging your source code with the new code. So what is a good solution? A solution is to start with a GeoNode project, which is a Django template ready to use that allows you to create a materialized Django project which uses GeoNode as a dependency. That means that you won't touch directly the GeoNode core. GeoNode will be downloaded and installed as a dependency of the project. So the next version, you have to just update your requirements. You just have to update your dependency, and you will benefit of all the new feature coming with the new version. Most probably, you will have to touch just few settings. It extends a vanilla GeoNode, and it provides a custom Django application. As usual, if you do something that can be of general interest for the community, please consider to provide back your source code and also documentation to the project. What GeoNode project can do for you? It allows you to easily customize the GeoNode look and feel. You can override every single template available in GeoNode. So you can completely rewrite the portal, if you want, without touching the original core. You can easily extend the model if you need more metadata, if you need more resources, if you need to create specific things, other kind of resources that addresses specific needs. You can easily extend the model without modifying the original one. Define a brand new user interface, as I said. You won't sacrifice versatility. You won't sacrifice specific needs. Let's see a few examples of what we practically, I don't know how to have done by customizing GeoNode. This was a project that we have done for the Caribbean Community Climate and Change Center, CIRED. Basically, they had this problem. They have a lot of single departments, physically distributed along the island, and most of the time without a reliable internet connection. Moreover, they had to collect data sets every day, especially meteorological data sets, post-process the inputs, update the data sets into Genode, and then, whenever was possible, to update a central catalog to allow other departments to benefit of the products created by the other nodes, basically. So at that time, we extended the main interface by using on top of it a SICAN implementation. And basically, we used Genode as a pure middleware. So basically, we completely remove the user interfaces of Genode, and we just use the APIs of Genode. So each department created some scripts that automatically, in batch mode, were able to ingest data on their own local instances. And then every day, there were cron scripts able to automatically update a central instance of Genode and a central instance of SICAN. This is more or less an architecture diagram of the components. And this is how basically they could be able to update mosaics. So basically they had forecasts updated every day on the meteorological datasets. Project 2, risk analysis tools. This was sponsored by the World Bank on Afghanistan, and basically they wanted to customize Genode in order to expose on an human usable and readable interface some forecasts about the disasters impacts, and also an analysis tools allowing manager to estimate the costs both in terms of economics and victims involved in case of an hazardous event. So basically they provided us something like this, which was a huge Excel table with a lot of numbers as a result of models run by a German company. And we customized Genode by plugging in something like this. So basically, we were able to we modified the admin dashboard, allowing a manager to upload the Excel file. And the Excel file contained also a metadata XML file along with it. So we were able basically to fetch the category, the title, the abstracts, the temporal dimensions of the forecasts, and the number associated with the administration levels. So we were able to create this sort of navigation interface, which was much more usable and understandable for everyone. And again, also we were able to create charts out of the original datasets. About the cost benefit and decision tool, again, we had this monster here, basically, with numbers and impacts accordingly to the solutions that data manager and impact assessor could do in order to reduce the costs. And we came out with something like that, basically. Again, different use cases related to a specific hazardous event, basically, along with the forecast, the data, and the map with the associated layers. And notice that was an application plugged in directly into Genode. So we were using the Genode model, and did you know the resources to populate those data sets? And again, this is another use case. UNESCO project, they wanted to, and actually they financed the advanced workflow in order to avoid people being able to directly publish non-validated datasets. So their need was basically to allow the state members to managing the datasets before they became publicly available to everyone. So basically, we created an advanced workflow allowing us to, yeah, this is also the temporal series. Yeah, I don't remember what is the slide, but anyway, that allowed us basically to make the manager of a single group approve a dataset before becoming public. Also, among this work, we had the first implementation of the temporal vectorial series. And we had improved the internal messaging system of Genode and the notification system. Decatastrophize, this was again a complete new customization of Genode. Again, we here used only the middleware. We created a single application, single page interface using React. And we used the Genode model and user and security model to create all the process to assess a disaster. But starting from the early warning, there was a system collecting warnings from emails, RSS, whatever, and creating alerts. Eventually, the impact assessor could promote the alert to a real warning. So early warning. Next, we were able to move to another set of users with different rights. So they were able to access a completely different aspect of the application. And they were able to create an operative picture and create annotations over the picture in order to instruct the resources on the field how to intervene and how to prevent more victims and costs. I will skip because I guess I have just 1 minute. Okay, so the future, which is almost reality now, we created also Docker instances in order to allow and easy the process of deploying new customization of Genode. So now, once you have your custom instance of Genode or custom instances of Genode project, you can easily create Docker images and distribute them so that your customer basically could easily install and set up a production server in minutes. What's next? In the future Genode versions, we plan to again remove as much as possible and detach the user interface from the middleware. So we would like to have an architecture where you can easily identify the middleware and the front end, and you can plug in basically everything: front end, security subsystem, geospatial server, by using an abstraction level. So eventually, in the future, you could be able to use just the API in order to. It's time. In order to create your customization of the portal and the application. That's it, almost in time.
Thank you a lot, Alessio. And now 5 minutes for questions.
Hi, so thanks a lot already for your work there. The modularization looks super interesting for people like us who are like software developers. What is still unclear for me is like the benefit of we get by using GeoNode versus, for example, building a Django app on top of PostGIS and Leaflet, which is something we've been doing a lot. So what will be the key benefit for you of getting the integrated GeoNode experience versus taking the piece that we know? Thank you.
Well, first of all, you don't have to build everything from scratch. And then you already have a model and you already have a community behind it. So basically, whenever you have issues, whenever you encounter problems, you know that the same developers of the Geospatial servers are actually involved in the development of GeoNode. So they know how to better improve the core to communicate with the Geospatial server. That said, of course, if you don't need all those functionalities, you can build something by your own, of course. But consider that in the end, the GeoNode dependency and the GeoNode model is not that big, so it's easily manageable and already provides you basically a relational model that you can use for your software. So you... Sorry?
If I summarize, you get a faster starting point and a more integrated experience.
The starting point would be to understand how the GeoNode project Django template actually works, and follow the GeoNode developers workshop, which is online, that teaches you the best ways to use GeoNode project to extend the model and the templates.